Oh, good morning, beloved. Thank you for inviting me into your homes and the opportunity to begin this day with you as we read God's Word. Today, we are in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 32. Here, Paul contrasts human behavior prior to knowing Christ with behavior that reflects God's love and grace. He admonishes followers of Christ to get rid of one's old self and put on the new self that demonstrates a body and a life that is upright and holy. And God's saving word for us again this week is faith. And so let's begin reading Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17. In the Lord's name, then, I warn you, do not continue to live like the heathen, whose thoughts are worthless and whose minds are in the dark. They have no part in the life that God gives, for they are completely ignorant and stubborn. They have lost all feeling of shame. They give themselves over to vice and do all sorts of indecent things without restraint. That was not what you learned about Christ. You certainly heard about him, and as his followers, you were taught the truth that is in Jesus. So get rid of your old self, which made you live as you used to. The old self that was being destroyed by its deceitful desires. Your hearts and your minds must be made completely new, and you must put on the new self, which is created in God's likeness and reveals itself in the true life that is upright and holy. No more lying, then. Each of you must tell the truth to the other believer, because we are all members together in the body of Christ. If you become angry, do not let your anger lead you into sin, and do not stay angry all day. Don't give the devil a chance. If you used to rob, you must stop robbing and start working in order to earn an honest living for yourself and be able to help the poor. Do not use harmful words, but only helpful words, the kind that build up and provide what is needed, so that what you say will do good to those who hear you. And do not make God's Holy Spirit sad, for the Spirit is God's mark of ownership on you, a guarantee that the day will come when God will set you free. Get rid of all bitterness, passion, and anger. No more shouting or insults, no more hateful feelings of any sort. Instead, be kind and tender-hearted one to another, and forgive one another as Christ has forgiven you. Amen. Today's key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, which says, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Well, beloved, you know, Paul sets up a dichotomy here. It's very obvious, our lives before Christ and our lives after Christ. Before we knew Jesus, we would bully to get our way. We would influence people with our strong speaking, with our strong talk. We would argue and win our way either, you know, by persuasion or, you know, by bullying people. And that is not the way that we are to live as believers. The Bible says that we are not to wound or make God's Holy Spirit sad. And that is because the Holy Spirit, which God has given each one of us, is inside of us trying to show each one of us the things that we should do, the words that we should say. When we choose to ignore the leading of the Holy Spirit and we go back to our old ways and we try to influence our brothers and sisters in Christ by our rough talking or bullying or whatever, this isn't what Christ has planned for us. And so let's not wound or grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Let's start living our lives with the new Spirit that God has given us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help me to grow day by day in the knowledge of you and to live a new life that is upright and holy. Help me to overcome actions and habits that hinder living in a way that reflects your likeness. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our morning together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we are reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 20, where the Apostle Paul describes what it means to live as children of God. Until tomorrow morning, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.